It's time now for Sunday morning prayer time with Reverend Ed Lankford. Address correspondence to P.O. Box 991, Wilkesboro, North Carolina, 28697.
Good morning, friends, and thank you for joining me today for Sunday morning prayer time. There's a verse in the Bible that I can't get away from. It follows me every day. It's constantly in my mind and in my heart. I preached a message a couple of years ago on this radio program about this lady, about this message. And last year, one Sunday, I had to be away, so I used a tape of that sermon, and it still follows me today. So I'm going to entitle the message today, Make a Difference. Taken from the book of Esther, Esther and Mordecai. What a great story. The book of Esther has 10 chapters and 167 verses. And in all of those verses, you will never, not one time, find the name of God written down. But in every one of those verses and chapters, you see the unseen hand of God moving and making a difference in the lives of Esther, Mordecai, and the children of Israel. Briefly, as a background, before I tell you the basics of the message today, there was a party, and the queen was invited to come out, and she refused. So King Ahasuerus put her out of being the queen and was looking for a new queen. There was a lady by the name of Hadassah, Esther, and her parents were dead, and she had been raised by her uncle Mordecai. And Mordecai projected Hadassah, Esther, into the fray for the election of being the queen. Esther was a little Jewish girl, and they were in captivity in a strange land. But Esther was sent to the palace, and for a whole year she was in preparation for the presentment of the beauty pageant to be elected as queen. And during that time, Mordecai was not allowed to see her. She was separated from her father figure. And Esther went on to be elected the queen. And there was an evil man in that kingdom who was going to destroy every one of the Jews if he had gotten his way. But God used Esther to go before the king and to literally become the intercessor. And Esther is known in the Bible as the queen of intercession. And she made a difference in the people of the Jews and in them being destroyed or saved. She became the queen of intercession. And God put her in that place. And when it came down to the pivotal moment of what would she do, Mordecai told her, "You were there for a reason. God put you there for a reason." So she took her life in her own hands and went before the king and saved the people of Israel. What a great story that is about the queen of intercession, and what a difference that she made in the lives of the Jewish people and in their history. But before the queen of intercession became the great intercessor that she was, there was someone in the background by the name of Mordecai that was making intercession for her. That verse in the Bible that I can't get away from, that verse in the Bible, that sermon that follows me every day of my life, is found in Esther chapter 2, verse 11. Now Esther was in the palace, and she was having plenty of food to eat. She was having a good place to lie down at night and sleep. She was getting beauty preparations and being ministered to by perfecting her beauty. But Mordecai wasn't in that palace. And this is that verse. And Mordecai walked every day before the court of the woman's house to know how Esther did and what should become of her. Can you see the story? Have I painted the picture? Where you can see Esther in the palace, being fed, having everything available to her, faring very well. But her father figure, Mordecai, was on the outside, looking in. That didn't matter that they were separated. That was still his niece that he loved as his own daughter. It didn't matter that he couldn't see her or be with her or talk to her every day. What mattered was that Esther was okay and that God was going to use her. And I like what Mordecai did. And it's this verse that I want to present to you today as a message entitled, "Make a Difference." Make a difference in someone's life. Mordecai prayed for Esther every day. He stretched his hand and reached out toward Esther. And then he stretched his hand and reached up toward God. And in interceding for someone, and perhaps there's somebody today that's on your heart, "Lord, lay some soul upon my heart and love that soul through me. And may I bravely do my part to love and to win that soul for you, Lord. You have to reach up to God and then reach out to man. Put it in Jesus' hands. Lay that person at Jesus' feet. One of the great miracles that Jesus did in the Bible was the feeding the 5,000 men and women and children. A little boy brought a lunch to hear Jesus preach one day. A few fishes and a few loaves. And if you put those in my hand, all I can make out of them is a mac fillet of fish. But you put them in Jesus' hands, and he fed 5,000 men, 5,000 women, and all the children. The difference is, in whose hands are you going to put your loved ones, your problems, your situations, your prayer request, your circumstances, and your needs, and your life. I want to read this verse and dissect it with the words that I want to present to you today. Esther was in the palace. She didn't know it, but she was going to be queen. It took a year of beauty presentations and getting herself purified before she had the few minutes to present herself along with the other beauty pageant contestants to be the queen that Ahasuerus was looking for. She was separated from everybody, her family, her other Jewish friends. But she had somebody in her life. And let me just say this very quickly. Everybody needs somebody in their life who will make a difference for them. Thank God that Esther had Mordecai. Her parents were dead, but Mordecai raised her as his own child and loved her as the father figure that she needed in her life. And this verse starts out, and Mordecai. I want to be the person in somebody's life that is there and Ed was there. And Ed did this. And Ed prayed. And Ed showed up for me. Because that's what Mordecai did. And Mordecai showed up for Esther. She wasn't in his presence. That's okay. You don't have to see somebody every day to make a difference in their lives. But Mordecai was there for Esther. He showed up and he reached out toward heaven and reached up toward heaven and out toward Esther and prayed for her every day. He says that he walked. And I believe that as he walked in front of that palace every day, that he prayed. I love to walk, and that's what I do when I walk, is I take that hour to pray and to get just concentrated on God. And as Mordecai walked every day, I believe that he reached out his hand toward that palace where Esther was, and he prayed for Esther. I'm going to come back to that in just a few minutes. But Mordecai walked. And then it said that he walked every day. There's nothing more than you can say to add to that. Because every day is every day. You need to read your Bible every day. You need to pray every day. You need communion and communication and fellowship with Jesus every day. And you need to pray for your loved ones every day. Doesn't matter whether they're lost or saved. You need to pray for those people that you love. And make a difference and show up every day, because there's nothing you can add to make every day any more beautiful than it already is. Every day is simply every day. If you miss a day, you miss a day. But every day means every day. Every day somebody needs your prayers. Every day somebody's dependent upon you to make intercession for them. And he walked in front of the court of the woman's house. Why? Because that's where Esther was. He knew where she was. He just wasn't allowed to go in and see her. But he knew where she was. I'm going to obey the Holy Spirit today, and I'm going to ask this question. Is there someone out there today? Did you have a child or a loved one? You don't know where they are. They may have run away. They may have been abducted. They may have left of their own choosing. You may be estranged. You may have lost contact. But you've got a child or a loved one that you don't know where they are today. Well, God just told me to tell you that He knows where they are. And for you to pray and for you to intercede for them, because God knows. But 90% of you that are listening today, you know where your children are. You know where your loved ones are. They may be in Columbia, South Carolina. They may be in Jacksonville, Florida. They may be in Afghanistan fighting a war. They may be in California. They may live in Miller's Creek or Wilkesboro. Most of them probably still live in your own home if you have young children, and you know where they are. And you may not be able to get in contact with them physically, face to face today, but you can pray, because you know where they are. And if you know where they are, God knows where they are. God knows what they have need of. Didn't you know that becoming a parent was a lifelong experience? And there's never a day or a time when you don't need to pray for that child of yours. I can see Mordecai walking up and down the palace streets, praying and stretching his hand out to where Esther was and interceding for her. Because you see, the queen of intercession needed somebody to intercede for her before she became the queen of intercession. Your children may be in your own home. They may be sitting on the same church pew with you this morning. In your home, your child probably has its own room. And behind that door, there's Mary. Behind that door, there's Joseph. Why don't you walk up and down the hall of your family, of your home, and stretch your hand out toward Mary's room and Joseph's room, and know that behind that closed door is a child that you brought into this world, and that you're praying for that child, that you're praying for Willie, that God will be everything in his life, that God will save your children, keep them away from drugs and the evils of this world, and help them to always serve Him and be saved. You see, you're praying for them to be saved. You're praying for them like my mama prayed for me, that I would have the best life that I could possibly have on the face of this earth. I can't tell you how many times Mom and Daddy said to me, I want you to have a better life than I had.
not long ago.
They had to quit school when they were in the 6th or 7th grade to work on the farm and on the place for mama, their mom and daddy. I got to go to college. So they wanted a better life for me.
But the sound from within,
and after my life here, as good as it could be, when I died, they wanted me to go to heaven. Now, they told me you can't go to heaven on my coattails. As much as I love you, Edward, I can't get you inside. Jesus is the only one that can save you. But I want you to have a good life. And then, when you die, I want you to be in heaven. That is the ultimate thing that any parent should want for their child. The ultimate prize for any intercessor is that that soul that you're praying for is in heaven. One day forever with you. And when you finally reach that place and you stand on streets of gold and you turn around, there's your child. There's that loved one that you prayed night and day for. There's that boy in Afghanistan that you prayed to bring home. There's that child that you prayed to keep away from the evil and the drugs. There's that child you pray, God, help him to stay in church. Help him to stay in the house of God. Let them be saved. And let me always pray for them. Make a difference. I want to make a difference in somebody's life. I want you to be an intercessor and to make a difference in someone's life. Well, God wants you to do that. I can tell you today the name of the teacher who made a difference in my school life. It was my first grade teacher, Mrs. Bumgarner. She's already passed and went on. There are other teachers that made a difference. Mrs. Idol. There are other teachers that made a difference in my life. I can tell you today the name of the preacher that made a difference in my life in the house of God. And I can tell you today about a mama who made a difference in my life. At the end of the day, when it's all said and done, and this earth has been wrapped up, and a new heaven and a new earth has come down, I want to make a difference in somebody's life. At the end of the way, when I stand before God, I want Willie to be there. And the others that I've tried to make a difference in their lives. I just want them to be there. Mordecai walked every day in front of the place where Esther was, and he prayed.
Just as I am,
just pray. Just pray. You can't pray enough. Just pray. That's a part of being an intercessor, is to pray, to never quit praying, and in the end, you will make a difference in someone's life. Glory, glory, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Join me next Sunday morning.
I come.
You've been listening to Sunday Morning Prayer Time with the Reverend Ed Lankford. Address correspondence to Reverend Ed Lankford, P.O. Box 991, Wilkesboro, North Carolina, 28697.
Be sure and join us next Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday Morning Prayer Time.